Little Calabria right there. It's a newer Nastasia on Afternoons with the Grooves. Of course, you're hearing it on Throwback Thursdays right here on Douglas County's hit music station, I-101. And speaking of Douglas County, I have a couple of Miss Douglas Counties in my studio. Let's get the background music rolling here with, that's a little more professional. There we go. Ladies, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, I got ladies in my studio. Yeah, the Grooves has, we are a big supporter, not just the Grooves, but Afternoons with the Grooves right here on I-101. We love our Miss Douglas Counties. I've been a huge supporter of you guys at the program, I should say, for many, many years. And so now you guys were just reined. Is that the proper word? You got your crowns. You were reined in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Sounds like I'm talking about horses or something. No. So you guys, in April, you competed at the Miss Douglas County competition at UCC?
Yes, that is correct.
So Megan, introduce yourself first for everybody since you are Miss Douglas County.
Well, as they were saying, I am Miss Douglas County, and my name is Megan McLaughlin. I just graduated college up at Corbin University, which is really exciting and really weird because now I'm not in school anymore.
Now you're free. You're like,
well, you know, now I have the job of Miss Douglas County, so it's really cool. I graduated and got a job right out of college.
Congratulations, by the way. And this is the first time you have come into the studios here at I-101, and I want to say welcome. You guys are welcome to come in anytime you want to promote a program or talk about something. And then before we get into why you're here, we also have Olivia in here with us, and you're Miss Douglas County's Outstanding Teen.
Yes, I'm Olivia McCurdy, Miss Douglas County's Outstanding Teen. I recently just finished my first year of high school, and next year I'm going to be a sophomore.
And what school do you go to?
I go to Roseburg High School.
Roseburg High School has had quite the slew of Outstanding Teens since we had, last year it was, Marin, and then the year before that was Bridget.
Yes.
Who's now a senior this year. That school must be the best school in town for the outstanding teens, it sounds like.
Yep.
Pretty proud to be a Rosebergian.
Yeah.
Go Indians.
Yep.
Yeah, you're like, what is this guy talking about? All right, so you ladies are in here to talk about the Miss Oregon competition that's coming up in Seaside next week, correct?
Yeah, yes. T-minus like 5 days now, I think it is.
Yeah,
four.
Sunday.
So what is this competition that you've already competed locally? That was the local competition in April. Is this one that's coming up in Oregon, in Seaside, a statewide competition?
Yes.
So explain to me what's going on, what the preparation, maybe Megan, you can tell me what you had to do to prepare for the competition. And then Olivia, you can tell me what you're going to expect to be doing at the competition.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, so I've been preparing ever since Miss Oregon got over last year, but after I got crowned, the preparation has been just a lot of interview, a lot of wardrobe, trying to find the dream evening gown that you get to wear on stage, working on social impact statement, working on just finessing every part of competition that is a part of becoming Miss Oregon.
Sure. Yeah, you gotta have your answers prepped and ready to go, of course.
Pretty much.
But you also have to finesse. Would that work? You have to have style when you walk out there. You have to have confidence.
Yes.
You can't just walk out there and be like, hey, I'm Olivia.
Right.
Vote for me.
Can't walk
and
out
then walk off,
fancy.
Like drop the mic and walk back out. Actually, I can see Olivia doing that. She's like, just vote for me. I'm Olivia. I'm out. I'm going to be at McDonald's down the street.
Honestly, though.
Too funny. Okay, so you've been, and how long, and you said does preparation take just a couple weeks, or is this something you want to spend a couple months on preparing for?
I've been preparing for it actually for an entire year now. It's a lifestyle and something that I work on every day for at least 2 to 3 hours a day, making sure that everything is as perfect as I can make it to be as prepared to be Miss Oregon as I can.
Nice. Okay. And so Olivia, when you get to Seaside, which is a long drive, by the way, it says here in my notes that you guys are going to be up there all week.
Yes.
So what are you going to be doing there for a week?
So Monday we have our media tour where we get to walk around Seaside and thank some of our sponsors. Tuesday we have our private interviews with the judges. And so that's really their first impression of us, their first look of who we really are. And then for the rest of the week, Wednesday through Saturday, we get to have the phases of competition. And for teens, that is fitness on one night, evening gown and onstage question on the next. And then Friday night is our talent. We don't compete on Saturday, but that's the night we get crowned.
Who's competing on Saturday?
The Miss are doing their finals.
Okay, so, and then the crowd, the people who want to go up and support you guys, they need to be up there on what days? Since you're going to be up there Sunday to Sunday, if my brain would start working properly, what days do you want your Roseburg people, the Douglas Countyans, to come on up and support you guys?
Well, I mean, every competition happens on stage from Wednesday to Saturday, but Saturday night is when the finals happens. So how that kind of plays out for the Miss is that the top 10 are announced. And then from that, the top 10 repeat every phase of competition. So so everyone gets to watch everything that has happened previously in the prelims. So if you want to just watch the Miss Oregon get crowned, then you would come up just Saturday. But
and
if you want
the
to watch
prelims are what happens from Wednesday through Friday.
Correct.
Okay, so if the top 10 redo everything they did Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on Saturday night.
Yes.
And then everyone is crowned on Saturday night.
Correct.
The winners are all chosen. So if you want tickets, you're going to have to get your biscuits over to missoregon.org. It's really easy, kind of simple to remember. missoregon.org for tickets. Get your tickets now so you can get to the Seaside Convention Center, which is up in Seaside. That's a great name, so you remember where it's at. The address is 415 First Avenue in Seaside. I'm sure you could just Google Maps Seaside Convention Center, and you'll get your buns on up there. You want to get up there and support Olivia and Megan up there while they're running for Miss Douglas County. Also, since you ladies are in here, it just occurred to me that I've seen on Facebook and on Instagram that there's a People's Choice thing going on right now.
Yes.
Tell me a little about that, Olivia.
So our People's Choice is a thing that can get you into the top 11. You can go online to missoregon.org, I think, and you can come vote for your favorite contestant. It's $1 per vote, and the winner of that will have a spot in the top 11 girls who will make it into the top 10 / top 11.
And what is the top, what is the winning for that? If there's a People's Choice, obviously that would be the title, I'm guessing.
No, actually, well,
tell me what's going on with this program, Megan.
Well, it's not exactly a program, it's just an award. So okay. People's Choice is basically what the state has voted, whoever has the highest votes from everyone in the state, and that just secures you in the spot to compete to be Miss Oregon in the top 11. So it makes you, it gives you your spot in finals night to recompete again.
Gotcha. So that's definitely something that anyone can help you with.
Yes.
But you said it's $1 per vote, so is it like a donation thing?
Yes. So all of it goes to the CMN Children, I believe, is correct on that, which is the Children's Miracle Network, which is our biggest sponsor as the Miss America program, and it gives us the opportunity to give back, but also gives us the opportunity to compete Saturday night, which is exciting.
Gotcha. Yeah, that definitely works, and we love the Children's Miracle Network anyway. It's a great program to donate to, so the People's Choice Award, if you want to go to, is it on your page, Olivia? Is it like on your guys' personal page?
I have my link to it on
the link.
My Miss Douglas County's Outstanding Teen Facebook page, but you can also go on to it at the missoregon.org.
missoregon.org, and I'm guessing, Megan, you have it on Miss Douglas County, the Facebook page and the Instagram page?
Yes.
So we can get to the link that way as well.
Yes.
And it's also a page worth following because you're on there all the time talking about what you're doing as Miss Douglas County, where you're going to be for certain events. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of fitness on there.
Yes.
And I love you for that because it doesn't look like it. If you're shaped like a donut, it doesn't necessarily mean you like donuts, even though I do love donuts. But I'm a big proponent of fitness and trying to be a little bit more fit. And even on the radio, on my show, I like to say that we're going to motivate you and inspire you. And if the music is really good, I say get up and dance for 3 minutes and maybe you start to perspirate.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a good way to be motivated. Not to mention, we like to make people get outside, walk around, and enjoy this county, which you represent.
Yes.
It's a beautiful place to live.
Agreed.
And so I love your Instagram page that you get on there and show people some exercises to do and how to stay fit. And then physical fitness also kind of blends into mental fitness as well, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
So I love your platform. I love what you guys are doing. Ladies, I appreciate you coming in. I know we've talked a long time, but we'll wrap it up real quick by saying missoregon.org for tickets to the Seaside Convention Center. The program is going to be on, when is what is that Saturday? What is the date? The 30th?
29th.
The 29th? Okay. So if you want more information, just go to missoregon.org. I'm sure the Seaside can, my brain just completely crashed. I'm sure the competition will be on that website so people can find out more information on what they want to do. And if they have questions, I'm sure they could just get a hold of you guys on your Facebook pages, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Why not, right? Well, ladies, I appreciate you coming in. Of course, Douglas County, you're going to be listening to more Afternoons with the Groobs here on Throwback Thursdays on Douglas County's hit music station, I-101. Right now, a little Taylor Swift. Need you to calm down just a little bit. Calm it down. 7 o'clock whistle's coming around the corner. We're going to be getting the heck on out of here on I-101.